future, and a nervous welcome from me, Mike Wynn, to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Why nervous, you kindly ask? Well, this is my first show with completely new equipment. Software, hardware, even speakers. We're so used to my 13-year-old system that all this new stuff seems very alien. Here's hoping. Thank you. Wow, these magic new speakers are amazing. Wasn't just in the recording studio with these musos. I was in the control room and in the band. Wouldn't have believed it could sound this good. Hope you also have access to some decent speakers. The music sounds so much better. Just making good on my promise to play you that other Booker Little song from last week, recorded either August or September 61. And remember, Booker died in the October of that year. Recorded in New York for Bethlehem Records. The resultant LP was called Booker Little and Friend. Booker Little trumpet, Julian Priester trombone for a change, George Coleman tenor, Don Friedman piano, Reggie Workman bass and Pete LaRocca drums. We heard Booker's Blues, a Booker Little original. Small diversion for Jackie Davis on the Hammond organ, jazz-ish. Hammond organist Jackie Davis made a number of commercially successful Capitol LPs in the 50s and into the 60s, and often with notable jazz musos, but his style was more popular than jazz, his style being reminiscent of the BBC at that period, Workers' Playtime with Mabel at the Table. That last reference will only work if you're a Brit of a certain age. And it may not work then either. The Hammerstein and Romberg gem, Softly as in a Morning Sunrise, from a Capitol LP called Tiger on the Hammond. The cover photo shows a live tiger lying on the top of the Hammond organ with Jackie Davis in full khakis and pith helmet. I'm guessing it's Irving Ashby guitar and Milt Holland drums, recorded in LA in 1960. Next, the Sonny Clarke Trio. Sonny Clarke Trio, recorded by Rudy Van Gelder in October 57 for a Blue Note LP called, imaginatively, The Sonny Clarke Trio. Sonny piano, as you know, Paul Chambers bass, Philly Joe Jones drums. And the title wasn't that uninspired, as it was Sonny's first outing as the leader in a trio setting. That was the Rodgers and Hart 39 song, I Didn't Know What Time It Was. Love Sonny's piano playing, crisp yet relaxed. And I ought to add mention for that Paul Chambers bass solo as well. Sonny Clark died of drug-related issues at a mere 32. It's Ellington. And another song from the famous Duke Ellington Private Collection. So a reasonable chance you may not have heard it before, unless you're an avid Ellington collector, completist even. That was an Ellington compo, Lady, recorded in New York in July 67. And no, it wasn't particularly ladylike. The brass section gets a simple riff to repeat energetically with a sweeping melody for the reed section solos by Harry Carney baritone and Cat Anderson trumpet. Simple but amazingly effective. So how often did the Duke play or record this song? Just this once. And yet, it could have been developed into something very, very special. But by then, the Duke is on to his next song or project. I'm worried that this next one might be a little pretentious and overly arty. See what you think.
Thank you. the eye of a lonesome dove, it splashes on my hand. Splashes on my hand.
Yes, let's start with the album title first, High Tech Haiku, with the subtitle See the World as a Plum, a reunion with our own roots. We heard War of a Lonesome Dove, fabulous piano playing by the Dane Niels Landocki, haiku narration by Than Lam. Niels is half Danish, half Vietnamese, by the way, if that's relevant at all. Than Lam's part is limited to the three lines, a tear falls from the eye of a lonesome dove and splashes on my hand. Xavier DeSondre Navarre percussion recorded in Portland, Oregon, March, July 2000, and that certainly helps us get our variety quota for this week. Compare and contrast.
Thank you.
That was Untitled Blues, written by the leader on this LP called Legacy and recorded in New York City, December 78. Two of the eight songs on this Beehive LP feature only the rhythm section of Ronnie Matthews' piano and leader. So yes, Ronnie wrote Untitled Blues, Walter Booker bass and Jimmy Cobb drums. The other songs all feature a trumpet and tenor front line. And it sounds so different to that last song that we've just played that I'm going to muck up this week's playlist immediately to include a song by the whole quintet. Let's see how long it takes you to recognise this well-known TV theme song. Are you ready? Yes, quite easy. The theme from MASH, but officially Johnny Mandel's song, is called Suicide is Painless. Bill Evans, you might remember, played and recorded the song loads of times, but not many other jazzers, so this version is most welcome. Same rhythm section as the previous song, but we add Ricky Ford on tenor, a one-time Ellingtonian, and Bill Hardman, trumpet, a one-time jazz messenger. Here's an oxymoron, as our American chums would say. The next album is called Serious Fun, but the song is Death March. Recorded live at the Café Atlantis in Bâle or Basel, Switzerland, September 89. It's the George Gruntz Trio. George was born in Bâle or Basel, and he's the pianist here, and also the writer, co-writer of all the songs on this album, including Death March. Most of my Gruntz records are of him fronting a big band. Great to hear him in a piano-based drum setting. Mike Richmond bass and Adam Nussbaum drums. For many years, Gruntz was the go-to pianist, for visiting Americans touring the continent, such as Dexter Gordon, Roland Kirk, Benny Golson, Donald Byrd, Lee Konitz, Johnny Griffin and Phil Woods as the European rhythm machine. Here's a song from an LP called Juicy Lucy.
Thank you.
For All We Know, recorded September 78. The leader is guitarist Sal Salvador, another muso well known for leading his own big band, but here it's a very talented quartet. Salvador, guitar, he said pointlessly. The fabulous Billy Taylor, piano. Note to self, must feature Billy as a leader again very soon. Art Davis, bass, and Joe Morello, drums. Salvador had been in Stan Kenton's orchestra back in the 50s, and I make that comment purely as that's where he developed his love of big bands. The LP, as we know already, was called Juicy Lucy. Let's have a vocal.
He's my guy. I don't care what he does, 'cause he's my guy. I guess he always was. He's careless about me. I don't think he tries. But once in a while, he'll hug me and smile, then I can see me in his eyes. Oh, he's my guy. I know he'll always be, and I will try to keep him loving me however he wants me. I'm his until I die, for nobody knows better than I that he's my guy.
And that was Sassy, Miss Sarah Vaughan, back in December 54, on an eponymous MRC LP, but which on subsequent releases became Sarah Vaughan with Clifford Brown, when Brownie became more famous and then, of course, tragically died. He's My Guy, with solos for all three horns: Brownie trumpet, Pawn Quinichette tenor, Herbie Mann flute, plus Jimmy Jones piano, Joe Benjamin bass and Roy Haynes drums. Sassy has the classic jazz singer background. Sang in the choir at her local church, Mount Zion Baptist Church in Newark, New Jersey. In fact, she was the organist there. Had stints as the singer in big bands, notably with Earl Hines and Billy Eckstine, before going solo. By the way, I must dig out her version of Lover Man, recorded in 45 with Diz and Bird. And another mental note to myself, getting dangerously close to the end. But here's Alan Barnes. Thank you. Billy Strayhorn's Blood Count, and played with great reverence by Alan Barnes on alto, following Johnny Hodges' original line very closely. No bad thing, of course. If it works for Strays and Hodges, it works. Barry Green, piano, Adam King, bass, Mark Taylor, drums, recorded at Clown's Pocket Studio in Kent, December 2014, for Woodville Records, and the album is called One for Moll. Our closer is an oldie, even older than me. The LP title is King Cole Trio, and recorded July 42. So, it's Nat, as in Nat King Cole, on piano, Lester Young, Prez, on tenor, Red Callender, bass. Let's hear Jumping at Mesner's. As ever, really hope you've enjoyed all the songs this week, enough surely to rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. And thank you, Wilf, for adding your goodbye. Until then, please, take care, be well.